Who is going back to paradise and who is not is still unclear at this point. And it's not a decision only those who lived in the town have to make, but also one that has to be made by those who owned businesses in the community and who worked there. While some businesses have reopened, the majority have not. North State Public Radio's Mark Albert spoke with Monica Nolan, the executive director of the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce, to check in with Paradise's business community. The first thing he asked was how businesses on the ridge are functioning right now.
Well, right now, the businesses that are up and running are able to address what we're calling the interim economy, serving the population that is left on the ridge and also the interim workforce, the PG&E base camp, the debris clearers, and construction workers who are waiting with bated breath to get started. The businesses that are able to be open right now have a flexible business model. For instance, our local Save Mart is able to serve the workers with lunch and have pivoted their business model slightly to include some microwave stations and tables for people to sit inside and eat.
When you think about what services and what businesses make up a town and make something livable, it's been a slow process as electricity is being restored. What holes have been most visible?
It has to be the restaurants. We do have Red Lion Pizza up in Magalia and, like I said, the Save Mart Deli. But with the lack of water at this point, restaurants are having a difficult time opening.
There's a lot of area that was untouched by the fire, especially further up the ridge in Magalia. I assume those businesses are perhaps seeing an uptick in business just because there's less competition.
Yes, initially when folks like me who live on the upper ridge were able to get back home, we were heavily reliant on the gas stations and the food marts connected to them. Chuck's Place and Hill's Country Store, they were very crowded back in late November, early December.
But with so few residents on the ridge and being able to stay there, and now with the uncertainty regarding being able to live on your property during the debris removal phase, businesses must have a big problem deciding whether to reopen and, you know, how much staffing and how much inventory and how much activity will be needed and what would be profitable. It must be a tremendously difficult time for businesses.
It is, and they have to weigh those decisions carefully about whether they can weather this peculiar economy. The larger businesses like Save Mart, Wells Fargo, Starbucks have that corporate backing where they are able to be open and support the community and not necessarily make a huge profit. The smaller mom and pops, our recommendation would be to receive all the advice you can from all of the various agencies, such as the Small Business Development Center, SCORE, 3CORE, and start small. There are also workforce issues with many of those businesses having lost staff. And those businesses who are not opening yet, it may be because the business owner is suffering the dual loss of both home and business.
And then additionally, a lot of the employees maybe have been burned out and have been relocated to someplace so distant that it may not make financial sense for them to go back to work due to a commute. How helpful has the Small Business Administration been?
The Small Business Administration is in the business of loans. I don't believe that they are offering any grants. However, they have excellent terms on loans for qualifying businesses, and I would recommend anyone who hasn't to at least go ahead and fill out those forms, and the deadline is the 15th. The SBA has been extremely proactive in trying to put resources in the hands of our businesses. They have made 6,000 phone calls, and it's been very difficult to connect to our business community because we may only have a landline number for them.
Now, Monica, the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce has come up with a website or a Facebook group to try to connect businesses and let residents know what's open and what's not and what's available.
Actually, there is a Facebook group called Paradise Businesses Reopened and Relocated. It was started by one of our town council members, and that's been an excellent resource with people posting their status. And then the chamber has tried to aggregate that data while chiefly relying on businesses to self-report through ParadiseChamber.com. There is a survey link, and we urge all businesses to self-report their status. That is the way we will get the best information and be able to give the businesses both visibility and connect them to the resources that they may need.
I understand the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce has also established a business-for-business Facebook page or Facebook group. What is that, and how is that helpful to residents and business owners?
The Business for Business Facebook group was in response to the welcome challenge that we experienced of too much benevolence almost. So we wanted, rather than to have our staff drive all over the state picking up furniture and supplies that people were offering, we wanted to connect those businesses directly with donors. So the Business for Business Facebook page is for campfire-affected businesses to connect with donors who want to give them material things and other resources. And that can be accessed through the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
I also understand that the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce has waived its membership fees.
The Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce welcomes all Ridge businesses who have been affected by the fire to join and pay if and what they can.
The city and other officials have been speculating, wondering how many residents are going to move back, how many people will stick it out after the delays and this constantly changing timeline for being able to return and rebuild. What does it look like from the business community? Obviously, one can't move forward and make a tremendous investment with so much uncertainty.
Yes, that is exactly the landscape we're looking at, is one of uncertainty at this point. And also, it's a chicken and egg problem. Do the residents come first and draw the businesses, or do the businesses come first and draw the residents? But at this interim stage right now, when essentially there is no rebuilding happening because we're only commencing phase two of debris removal, it is very difficult to say. But there is support for businesses who want to open. PID recently stated that Cal OES and FEMA will supply water tanks to businesses as we wait for the water situation to get sorted out.
Are you thinking more in the interim or in the long term about attracting businesses back, or is this way too early and we're just barely out of the gate?
I think that that is going to come along with city planning. We're going to be commencing some preliminary stages of city planning, and going along with those conversations, it needs to be what needs to be addressed is the type of industry we may want to attract to the Ridge. In the past, the biggest employers were the school district and the hospital. But we may want to look at some other models with all of the talent we are attracting from around the globe with this blank slate that is the Paradise Ridge at the moment. I would like to see some of that talent include economic development.
Monica Nolan, Executive Director of the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.